Blog Talk Radio.
Money on my whole team. I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We them followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I might preach to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same wasn't put him there and died for his killers, he can love you. He the fuck, I be on my J-O. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100, and some of y'all love it. Some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Born sinner, I came with a flaw. I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss and he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king and I bang for the cause. Say you ain't a Christian, alright, cool. And you can't rock with it cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you cop too. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First I'm a hater cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on the low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my face, hating on my folk. See them drowning in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, something on a hater like. You won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though. Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift. Something like where them Indians we live. Intense. It's more the music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah, I never doubted what the law was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the war to prove it. This platform that we using, mask on. Evolution is that strong, the illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing a blueprint. So any hater regard to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
Amen, amen, amen. Cause all the hating in the world, praise God, ain't gonna make me no hater. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We thank the God, we thank the Lord, praise God, amen. For everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on today, hallelujah. This is a Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. Hallelujah, amen, praise God, and we thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in on tonight, amen. I am your host, Elder Andre Freebos. It's truly my pleasure, amen, hallelujah, amen, to be your host on tonight, amen, and you know we are featuring, amen, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line on tonight, amen, which is based out of Long Beach, California, praise God. The West Coast is in the house on tonight, pastor by Apostle Elder Nature. He will be coming forth later on in our program, hallelujah, delivering a dynamic word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we just want to ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. Hallelujah, as it always does. Let your anointing flow on tonight, Lord. We have come ready to receive your word. We are, for our ears are open. Hallelujah, and our hearts are receptive. We are ready to receive your revelation knowledge on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight, Lord. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say and you're about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord for everybody that's called and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah to the committee, Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. And we are about to get this party started. For those of you out there on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you call in on tonight. Hallelujah. Call one of those numbers on your screen and be a part, hallelujah, of the service on tonight. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace with our testimonies and our prayer requests on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I want everybody on tonight to go to Mark chapter 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be reading verses number 22 through 26, coming out of the King James, out of the New Living Translation. Glory to God. And it reads, then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Before we come to the throne of grace, hallelujah, amen, with our prayer request, hallelujah, amen, we want to take a careful look at this scripture, amen, praise God, especially, hallelujah, amen, verse number 23. He says, I assure you that you can say to this mountain, hallelujah, look what he's saying. First of all, he's saying, you can say to the mountain. Praise God. What does the mountain represent? Hallelujah. A rock of the mountain represents an obstacle in your life. Praise God. Something that's in your path. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's too big to climb. Hallelujah. Too wide to go around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we sit there and pray, God, move this thing, hallelujah, out of my way. Praise God. Move this obstacle, hallelujah, out of my way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But look what he says. He says, if you say to the mountain, glory to God. See, we pray in the God. God, move this mountain. Glory to God. Well, God in the flesh is telling us we need to speak to the mountain. We need to speak to the obstacle. We need to speak to the situation. We need to speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to say, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. May God lift you up and throw you into the sea. In today's language, the way we would say it is, hallelujah, I command you to move out of my way in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says, amen. Praise God. If we follow these steps, amen, and do as he says, amen, the Bible says, and your command will be obeyed. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we speak to it and we command it to move, we command it to get out of the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. And toss itself into the sea. Hallelujah. Or wherever you want to toss it, as long as it's out of your way. He says you have the ability, hallelujah, to move these things out of your path. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And but he says there's a requirement. One requirement. One requirement. He said all that is required is that you really believe Hallelujah. And do not doubt in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, praise God, you got to believe. Hallelujah. Amen. In your heart and do not doubt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because a lot of us are following the steps, but we're not meeting the requirements. Praise God. Hallelujah. The requirements. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's only one requirement, and the requirement is that we believe. The requirement is that we do not doubt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you see, the problem is, the Lord says, we speaking it. And because you speaking it, hallelujah, you doubting yourself. But the Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that you saying, may God lift you up in Jesus' name. I'm not doing this under my own power. Praise God. See, the doubt comes in because I think I'm doing it myself. Praise God, hallelujah, but I'm just a vessel. Hallelujah, amen. God is the one with the authority. Hallelujah, praise God. Andre ain't got no authority. Hallelujah, but Jesus does. Hallelujah, amen. And I have a step. You know the step they give you so they won't have to keep signing your name? Hallelujah, I got a step. Step has Jesus' name on it, praise God. So I have his authority. Hallelujah, so I'm not doing it. Amen. Will there be one on tonight with a testimony, amen, or a prayer request on tonight?
My name is Shabandu, and I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, drawing me up on a new day. I thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends. I thank the Lord for all his blessings, all he has done for me. The Lord, the police go in the hospital, nurse homes, the jails, the prison. Please take care of all the homeless. Please, Father God, go to Louisiana, Texas, Jersey. Wherever the storm hit, Lord, I ask you to please fix everything for those people. Help them. Help all these people with this coronavirus. Please, Lord, I ask you to help your children in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Do we have another testimony or prayer request on tonight?
Yes, we do. All right. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Linda from Lancaster, California. Praise the Lord,
Linda.
Everyone. Hey, hi. I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up another day to see a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for keeping me, for his many, many provisions and blessings he store upon me each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for forgiving me of my sins and giving me an opportunity to get it right in his sight. I want to just thank the Lord for who he is. I want to thank the Lord to continuously give me the strength to do the right things, to live the right ways, that I might follow him one day. I mean, see his face one day. I want to thank the Lord for blessing all my family, friends, and loved ones. I want to thank the Lord for also blessing each and everyone on the prayer line. and for blessing their family and friends, and you know, and for keeping them to see another day. I just want to just thank the Lord for who He is and for all His many blessings He stores upon me each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line that we do have, a prayer line that we can call in and get some Bible education and knowledge, you know, to learn of God's laws, to, you know, because God has laws of the land and we need to know what they are so we can apply ourselves to follow. So, you know, God is so good. You know, I could go on and on and on, but I won't tie up the line. But I want to... I want to thank the Lord for His mercies, His salvation, and His strength. Jesus' name. I want to thank the Lord for keeping my son and working with him. I just want to praise Him and thank Him for who He is. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Linda on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Brother Giovanni listening in on the sidelines in her sister. Thank God for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Any other testimonies? Any other prayer requests? Hallelujah on tonight. Amen, amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you have called in on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We're getting ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We are getting ready, hallelujah, to break the bread of life. Praise God on tonight. I'm going to go to the throne of grace, introduce the man of God, then we're going to have a selection. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you once again. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask once again, Lord, allow your anointing. Hallelujah. Just to flow freely, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch each and every one of us in each of our individual places tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, we cast it away tonight, Lord. The spirit of distraction. Hallelujah. Trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight, Lord. Lord, we want you to know we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We just want to love on you tonight. Hallelujah. And let you know, Lord, praise God. We appreciate each and everything that you do. We're asking, Lord, that you touch the man of God on tonight, that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you not allow that anointing to flow freely, Lord, from his lips, as it always does. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to drop into our hearts. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name. Hallelujah of the Lord on tonight. Once again, we thank God for each one of you that's called in and tuned in on tonight to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God is the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, out of Long Beach, California. Praise God, the West Coast is most definitely in the house once again. Amen, praise God. I'm talking about none other than my brother in Christ, your friend and mine. Hallelujah, amen, the Holy Apostle, Elder A. Curry. Immediately following his next selection, we will be in the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Tamala man. Praise God. We welcome the Spirit of the Lord in.
Dwelling Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Somebody bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Come on and give him glory, saints. Come on, give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. Bless your king. Come on here, somebody. Give him all the honor. Give him all the glory. Hallelujah. How many of you happy about the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. How many of you are glad that you're on the Lord's side?
Yes.
How many of you are glad that the Lord, he is God? Hallelujah. Somebody give him another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to his great name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I said glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to his great name. How many of you come here to just give him praise? How many of you came to give him the glory? How many of you came to tell him ain't nobody like him? How many of you came to say, Lord, you are the great I am. You are the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Prince of Peace. Come on, somebody, give our God a praise. Hallelujah. Send it up right now, y'all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. I say glory to God. I say glory to the great
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Somebody say, it's in my mouth. Hallelujah. He's in my mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His praise
Hallelujah.
Is in my mouth. Hallelujah. His worship is in my mouth. Hallelujah. Well, his word is in my mouth, beloved. That's why I can't stop talking about him. That's why I can't stop bragging about him. He's in my mouth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody give him the praise that is due his name tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I believe the psalmist said that he is the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. He is the Lord in this place. Come on here, somebody. If he's the Lord
yes,
in your place,
is.
Come on and bless his name tonight. Lord, you are the Lord
Hallelujah.
In this place. Hallelujah. You are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody like you. Ain't nobody besides you, Lord. You are God by yourself. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes,
God. We decree and declare that you're the only wise God, the only true living God, the only God that is worthy to be praised. Somebody give him praise right
yes.
now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory
to God.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know about you tonight, beloved, but I'm thankful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That the Lord reigned. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We going to brag on anybody.
Yeah.
Let's brag on the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give glory to our
mm-hmm.
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost of God on me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God got something good. Glory to God. I tell somebody, I say, God got something good in the kitchen. He cooking up something good. Hallelujah. He cooking up something good.
God,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes, about to say, I hope you got your spiritual bib on, glory. I hope you got your spirit, because, amen, I'm trying to catch every drop, glory to God. I ain't trying to let nothing hit the ground. I want to catch it all. That's what I say, I want to catch it all, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God on tonight. Giving honor to God on tonight. Amen. He is my everything. He my all in all. He is my rock and my salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so therefore, in him I live, move, and have my being. So I'm just thankful tonight. Amen. To be able to hear him and to be able to love on him
yes.
and to know that he is my hiding place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. On tonight, amen. I'm giving honor to my dear, dear brother, amen, whom I love, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We almost said we like the bunny and Clyde, amen, but we like Starsky and Hutch. Glory to God. And God
amen.
Is in the front. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We like Starsky and Hutch, and God is in the clutch. Don't you worry about a thing. Hallelujah, because God reigns. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise tonight for Elder Andre. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. And to all everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight, amen. God is an awesome God. Amen. I want to get right into the word of God tonight. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to cover three scriptures. We're going to cover three scriptures tonight. And I've never heard it broken down like this, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit that's given it to me like this. And I'm just like, wow, God, this is awesome. Come with me right quickly to John 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. You get there, shout hallelujah. I'm going to show you something tonight, glory to God. You ain't going to never be the same after the night watch. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is why some of us is going to prosper and some of us ain't. Say it again.
Amen.
When the Lord gets through breaking this down, this is why some of us is going to be wealthy and some of us ain't. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Notice I use the word ain't because I just want that to sink in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, for you sophisticated folks, some of us will have wealth. Some of us will not have it. And that's more appropriate for you tonight. Glory to God. But tell somebody, say, I'm going to have mine. Glory to God. Tell somebody, tell your neighbor, say, I'm going to have mine.
I'm going to have mine.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, come with me. Glory to God. Now come with me in John 10.
I'ma have mine.
Now, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we done read this over and over. We done read this 1,000 times. But check out how the Lord gonna deliver it tonight. John 10, verse 10. And what did the Lord say? And it says, And these thieves coming not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, any time the devil comes, beloved, keep in mind he got three things on his mind he want to do to us. Can y'all hear me tonight?
You close to my heart. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Can y'all hear me tonight? Whenever you see the enemy, his agenda has not changed. I don't care if he speaks nice. I don't care if he disguised. Amen. His agenda is still the same.
Amen.
Whether he come as a wolf, whether he come as a snake, whether he come as a serpent. Somebody better catch that. Well, I don't care how he comes. His agenda is still the same. The word that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. No, I don't know why this devil here. Yeah, you know why he's here. He's here to try to steal something from you. And guess what? He can't steal nothing from you until you get blessed. Let me run that
That's
by
right.
you again. He can't steal nothing from you until you get blessed. That's when you need to be on guard when we get blessed. See, that's the time we need to have our radars up. Come on here, somebody. We start wanting to get on us. Go on the mountain high, get all happy and jittery, and forget that we got a blessing. God said, no, don't you get like that. So when you get like that, that's when the enemy will sneak in and steal what you got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I take a baby
hair, so that's tough. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, watch and pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The thief cometh not. In other words, he don't have no other agenda but this. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Now notice what the Lord said. He said, but I am come So the Lord has said, I have a different agenda than the thief. Come on here, somebody. I ain't trying to steal from you. I ain't trying to kill. I ain't trying to destroy. I'm trying to come and give you something. Come on here, somebody. I'm trying to
come
give
on,
you something that you didn't have before I came. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He says, I am come that they
thank
might
you.
Have life. I want you to circle that word might.
Uh-huh.
That word might means everybody not going to get it.
Come on.
Do y'all still hear me tonight?
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me share something with you that the Lord shared with me about the word might, and it helped me. Because I was like, Lord, why is some of us getting it and some of us ain't? He said, because everybody is in the might section.
Come on.
I said, break that down to me, Lord. Break that down to me. Help me understand this word might. And this is what he gave me. Saying, listen, he said, the word might in this context means that it's my will, but it's your choice. Y'all there.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
It's my will,
excuse me.
But it's your choice.
But it's your choice.
Come on, man.
I want you to have it, but you got to choose the right decision to get it. I wish somebody.
Come on now.
I come that they might have life. And so I looked at the word life. I said, Lord, what is this word life? What are you talking about? He said the word life means to have the consciousness of oneself. Come on here, somebody. Because you can't get wealth that God has if you're not conscious of who you are. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Wow.
You can't inherit the blessing if you don't have no clue to who you are as an heir of God. And as an heir outside of God. Ayamu Kurabasando. Hallelujah. And so God is saying, I got to wake you up consciously. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
And the Lord blew into the nostrils of Adam, and Adam became what? A living soul. He became conscious of who he was. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody out tonight. Listen, God is saying, I want to blow into you some revelation knowledge of who you are so that you'll be conscious enough to get the wealth that I have for you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Corey.
Yes.
Hello?
Not
trying to be rude or interrupt you, but, yeah, I can barely hear you. But my Bible says may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. Hello?
I'm here, Brenda.
I guess I lost them.
Amen. Give us a second while we get the apostle back. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Looks like we lost him. He dropped off here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give us one. Yeah, praise. Well, we bless the Lord for that word. Amen. Praise God. It's just basically the same. There you go. Hold on. Let me unmute your line, Apostle. Give me a second. Hold on. There you go.
Amen. I'm back. What did you say, daughter?
In my Bible,
hello?
It says may. Can you hear me?
Well,
in my Bible, it says that he has came.
What translation
that
do
people
you have?
May.
What translation do you have?
New King James Version.
Okay, and see, translations. That's how we get a different meaning. And sometimes it ain't good to have different translations. But that word may and might is saying the same thing.
Okay. But
neither one is a guarantee.
My Bible says...
See,
go ahead, I'm listening.
When he says that we may have life, that's the same as might have life. Because it's still God's will, but it's our choice. And I'm going to show you that in the Word. I ain't just talking. Amen. God done took me in this thing. He done gave me the blueprint. Now.
Well, I you know, because I always thought may and might is meant two different things.
Well, they have a similar meaning, daughter, because might means that it's God's will, but it's our choice. And also may has the same meaning as will and choice, too, as well.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we can move forward.
But here's what I want you to catch. It's not God that's holding us up. It be us holding us up because we don't make the right choices that come in line with the will that God has for us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, God is saying, he's saying, when you make the choice that lines up with the will, then you will automatically see the blessing flow to you. Come on here, somebody. Because my will is for prosperity to come. And then he says, I want you to have life. I want you to have the consciousness of who you are. Because some of us is unconscious, and a lot of us don't even know it. We are unconscious because we don't know who we are. Come on here, somebody. Disobedience causes us to lose consciousness. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I feel you on tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we got to stay obedient to God so we can be conscious of who we are, because the enemy's whole plan is to make us unconscious of who we are so we can't have the life that God wants us to have. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Now notice what he says. He says, I am come. So I am has come that we might have life.
Mm-hmm.
That we might have. And then he goes on to say, and that they might have it more abundantly. Somebody said more abundantly.
More
abundantly.
How many know God always has more on his mind when it comes to us? God is saying, I want to give you more. Amen. We can never settle for just enough because enough is not God. God is saying, you got to be on my level because when you're on my level, I'm always thinking more than enough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
If you got just enough for you, then you ain't on the level God is on yet. You got to strive for more. God is saying, I'm much more than that. That's why God don't want us to get comfortable with good. Come on here, somebody. Let me help y'all live with something right quick. I want you to say good.
Good.
And better.
Better.
Let me share with you the difference that God shared with me about good. Good is average. I'm doing good. That means I'm just above water. Better means I done got above water and then now I'm able to kind of, you know, do the backstroke. I'm kind of able to swim a little bit now. I'm doing better than what I was because good kept me at average. Better put me in overflow. Somebody say overflow.
Overflow.
Remember, God always wants us, beloved, to be in overflow. God is saying don't get comfortable with good because good is never good enough. Amen. If it's good, it can always be what? Better. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said
better.
Better.
But you know what I've learned, beloved? Everybody don't want better. Everybody don't want to do better. Because to do better, that means I'm going to be challenged by God. Come on here, somebody. Anytime God says better, that means change is involved. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that some of us don't want to change? Come on here, somebody. We want God to change for us, but we don't want to change for him. I wish somebody would give God a praise. I feel a praise right in there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know better means I got to walk in obedience? I'm not going to get no better if I don't walk in obedience. I'm not going to get no better if I don't do what God wants me to do. I'm not going to get no better if I don't obey his every command. Somebody said better.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
But you know what knocks us out of doing better, beloved? We make wrong choices. Come on here, somebody. God is saying go right, and we decide to turn left. God is saying go straight, and we decide to make a turn. God is saying, no, you got to obey instructions. Somebody say, obey the Lord.
Yes. Obey
the Lord.
So you can have better.
So you can have
better.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, see, here's the thing. Many of us miss, beloved. He said, I didn't come for you to just have life. I came for you to have the more abundant life. Come on here, somebody. I didn't come for you to have just life. I came for you to have more. Somebody said more.
Hallelujah.
More.
More.
Oh, get that all in your spirit. Say, God want me to have more. God want me to have more. God, God said more.
Yeah.
I got to get this in my spirit. God don't want me to just have a little bit. God don't just want me to have enough. God want me to have more than enough. God want me to overflow. God want me to have so much I got to call for backup. I got to call for help. God, no more thunder, no more thunder. What happened to them boys when they was out there fishing and they had their net on the wrong side? And the Lord said, amen, you need to take your net and put it on the other side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When they obeyed God and took their net and put it on the other side. Somebody say the other side.
The other side.
When they put it on the other side, they had so many fish they had to call for backup. They had so much they couldn't. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that the net broke because they couldn't hold all the fish that was coming in. Oh, God has said, I'm about to have you. I don't know how many of you can hear me tonight. So put your net on the other side. Hallelujah. You're going to put it on the other side, and you're going to see the increase. You're going to put it on the other side, and you're going to see the abundance. You're going to put it on the other side and see, glory to God, the more that I have for you. Somebody said more, glory to God.
More.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
So, beloved, if I put my choice with his will, I won't miss it. Say it with me, say, it's God's will. But it's my choice.
But it's my choice.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm finna prove it to you in the world what I'm talking about. But, you know, I don't just say nothing and don't take you there. So let's get ready to go there right quickly. Glory to God. Now, before I leave here in John 10:10, are there any questions now? Notice before I leave and we go to the next episode of what God wants us to receive, notice he says, I am come. I am. Whenever Yahshua says, I am, that means he already is what we need. Why you don't think you don't put a name on I am? I am. I am means he's already in the place to give us the miracle or the blessing that we need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I am come.
Hallelujah.
When Moses asked the Lord, you know, when he asked me your name, what you want me to tell them? What you want me to call you? What you want me to say to them when they say, what is the name of the God that you coming in? They're going to want to know your name. And I believe the answer that Yahshua gave to Moses was, tell them I am that I am. Come on here, somebody. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
How many of you know that I am came to give us life? Come on here, somebody. Woo, God. I'm about to throw it over to you. I hope y'all catching this in the Holy Ghost. I am came. So we waiting on God to become. God has said, I already am. You just have not seen it yet. That I am what you're looking for. Kayaba, son, dodo, bosa. Oh, this is good. Glory to God. He says, I am that. I am that life that you want. Excuse me, y'all. I'm having a moment. I am that thing that you've been praying about. Hallelujah. Looking for something outside of me when I'm telling you that I'm everything that you want me to be. Y'all
Amen.
Hear what the Lord is saying tonight.
Amen.
If
Amen.
You look at I am
Amen.
As everything that you already need, you won't look no further. Come on here, somebody. He says, I am come. So he's already came.
Amen.
He's already here
Amen.
To give us what we need.
Glory.
So we've been looking for something other than I am. We don't need, oh, God help me, the Holy Ghost. I'm about to, hallelujah. Right. He says, God says, I am that. Hallelujah. What you still looking outside of me for when there's nothing outside of me? I wish somebody give God a praise right there. Glory to God. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory.
I am come that they might have life. Come on here, somebody.
Glory. Glory.
Is anybody feeling this thing in their spirit? Yahshua said, I am come. I am. I am what you need. Why are you still looking for something other than who I am? Because nothing is who I am but who I am. Oh, God, I'm just hauling the I am right now. I am that blessed. I am the thing you've been praying for and crying about. I am. I come that you might what, have life.
Yes, sir. I am what you've been looking for.
It's the reason why a lot of us is unconscious. The reason a lot of us is not conscious of ourselves is because we're not conscious of I am. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We don't know who we is because we're trying to look outside of I am. Come on here, somebody. And when we see who I am is, then we can say I am who I am is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I am your righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Your wealth. I am your healer.
Yes.
So therefore you are healed because
yes.
I am your
Come on, preacher.
Glory to God. We need to wrap ourselves up in I am. Come on here, somebody. I tell your neighbor, say neighbor.
Yeah. Neighbor.
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 I am.
I am.
I am.
Everything that I am is, hallelujah.
Everything
that I am is.
Oh, shala da boko da da bata. Somebody caught that. Somebody caught that. And so, in other words, if I am, then that means I don't need to have to become that. I already am that. Come on here, somebody. And the enemy has been.
Amen.
Has been tricking us and stealing from us because he don't want us to know that we are the I am. Come on here, somebody. I am. Hallelujah. I am blessed. I am healed. Amen. Venerable Kondarabasata, I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am wise. Venerable Kondarabasandi. Hallelujah. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am Venerable Kondarabasandi. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord.
The light of the world. See, we got to realize who we are as I am. Come on here, somebody. I am the salt of the earth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm blessed coming in. I am blessed going out. But see, you got to realize that I am is a reflection of who we are. Come on here, somebody. I am because he is. Come on here, somebody. Oh, that was worth the price of admission right there. Hallelujah. I am because he is. Come on, hear somebody. I am because he is.
Lord.
Come on, hear somebody.
Yes, Lord.
So you probably just saying, oh, that preacher just talking. Amen. He just running off at the mouth. Come on with me. Glory to God. I hold your finger right there, but let's go to 3 John. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 3 John, verse 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is the will of God right here. This is in the will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This is the will of God. Tell somebody, this is the will of God.
This is the will of God.
3 John, verse 2. Is everybody there?
3 John.
Third John, verse 2.
Third John, verse 2.
Now remember, beloved, it's God's will, but our choice. So we're going to look at God's will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Third John, verse 2.
Verse 2. Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Verse.
Hey, what did the Lord read? It says, beloved. See, beloved means that we are deeply loved by God. Beloved. My love, children. Beloved. I wish above all things. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish above all things. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all didn't hear the word. I wish above all things. Come on here, somebody. So you mean everything that God wants for me, this is what he wants the most for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm trying to get it in your spirit, glory to God. I wish above all things. That word wish is connected to will. So you see wish, put will there. Will above all things. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Because what you wish for is connected to will. So to will means to wish, to long for, to want for. This is what I want for you more than anything. Come on, hear somebody. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
This is what God wants for you more than anything.
This is what God wants for you more than anything.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Oh, God, hallelujah. I want y'all to catch this tonight.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Somebody say prosper.
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 Won't you put your hand on yourself, on your chest, and say self?
Self.
God wants you to prosper.
God wants you to prosper.
More than anything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to want... If God wants this for us, we got to want it like he wants it for us. Mm. Lord, teach
me.
Lord, you are awesome, Lord. Hallelujah. peace, Holy Ghost. We got to want it like he wanted. God says, I want you to have it, but you got to want it like I want you to have it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And this the word talking. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that God says, prosper. And be in health. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God is saying, I want you to prosper. I want you to increase. I want you to have things. I just don't want things to have you. I want you to have the best. Why? Because I'm the best. When I saved you, I gave you my son. Come on, somebody, and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Tell somebody again, say, neighbor, God want me to prosper. God want me to prosper. Hallelujah. You got to get that all in your spirit. Get it all in your spirit. Get it all in your psyche. Get it all in your mindset. God want me to prosper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He won't let me move from here until we really get it. God said, no, they ain't got it like I want them to get it yet. He said, I wish above all things. Come on here, somebody. That means that that's at the top of the list that we prosper. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that Matthew 6:33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto him. Notice right after we seek the kingdom, God says, then I'm going to start adding things to you because I want you to prosper. So, hey, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Can I tell you a secret, beloved, that the enemy don't want you to know?
Yeah. Amen.
Is your spiritual ears open?
Yes,
let me
sir.
Drop this dime in your ear. Glory. Let me drop this dime in your ear. Listen, the reason why the enemy try to keep us in disobedience, because he knows that that's the only way he can stop us from prospering. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing tonight. Somebody praise should have went up to a whole nother level. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I said the reason why the enemy tries to keep us in disobedience, because he knows that's the only way he can stop us from prospering. Come on here, somebody. He know as long as we walk in obedience to God, we going to prosper. Come on here, somebody. And he hates the fact that we get rich every time God, every time we obey God. Bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tell somebody, say, obey God and get your stuff. Come on here, somebody. Obey God and get your stuff. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Obey God and get those
up. You know why the enemy steals so much, y'all? Oh, I'm dropping dimes tonight, Lord. I'm dropping dimes, glory to God. I wish the phone line was full. Listen here. Let me tell you why the enemy is always stealing. Did y'all hear me tonight?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Amen.
The reason why he always stealing, the reason why he's a thief, is because he know that he ain't supposed to have nothing.
Amen.
y'all didn't catch that right there. He know he ain't supposed to have nothing.
I did. I,
and he know that we're not going to give him his. He know that we're not going to give him ourselves, so he waits until we're not paying attention. And then he try to take it because he know he ain't supposed to have nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all forgot about Genesis chapter 3 when the Lord says that he was going to eat dust for the rest of his life? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dust means trouble.
Amen.
He ain't supposed
Amen.
To have nothing.
Amen.
So everything he got is illegal. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing tonight. And so if it's illegal, that means we can go in and confiscate his stuff, because his stuff is our stuff. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But if you don't know that his stuff is your stuff, then you don't go along with it. But when you know that he got your stuff, then you go in and say, look here, devil. Now, that ain't even, give me my stuff here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody catching it tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And notice,
it ain't nothing he can
do
because he stole it.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
And he know it. And he know it. Come on here, somebody. But he don't want you to know it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He want you to think what is his, but no, what is his is ours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But in 3 John, verse 2, he said that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So the second thing God is saying, he says, I want your health. I want you to have your health. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So I know of a certainty, it's in the will of God for me to prosper and be in health. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know nothing else, I know it's God's will. Oh, I wish somebody would bless his name tonight. Oh, for me to prosper, come
Hallelujah.
On here, somebody, and be in health. Now, why is that the,
Hallelujah.
Now, why is that the two things that the enemy fight the most? Come on here, somebody. He fights two things the most. Our prosperity and our health. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Those are the two things he fights the most. But if you get in there and say, no, devil, amen, I choose to walk in obedience to God and say, Father, I give my body to you as a living sacrifice. And, Lord, because I've chosen to obey you, I thank you for bringing my prosperity and my health. Somebody praise God for your prosperity and health right now. Come on and give God a praise
Hallelujah.
Right now for your prosperity and health.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Give your God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm sending prosperity your way. I'm sending health your way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I want you to have it more than you think that I want you to have it. I mean, I wish above all things, beloved, I wish above all things, my child, hallelujah, that you would prosper. Tell somebody, say, prosper me to go forward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Means to go forward. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that you can't go forward without him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's time to go forward. Come on here, somebody.
Neighbor, it's time to go forward.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then he says, even.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say even.
Easy.
Even as thy soul prosper.
Wow.
So God is saying, what good is your soul prospering and you still broke?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, y'all hear what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. What good is it for your soul to prosper, your soul getting rich, but you still ain't getting no inheritance. You still in poverty. You still carrying the enemy's burden. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your soul is prospering, but you still sick. You still is having diseases. You still under the devil's yoke. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, the only way to break
so
the curse is obedience. Come on here.
To the devil's yoke.
Because we can hear the word, daughter, but until we are obedient to the word, that yoke ain't going to lift off of us. That's why the devil don't care if we hear the word. He only care if we obey the word. See, when you obey the word, that's when you get that yoke off you. That's when you cast the yoke of the enemy back on him.
Oh, okay.
And see, that's why God says,
wow,
I want you to sow, because when you sow seed, then that destroys the yoke of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because every seed produces after its own kind, glory to God. So if we want a certain seed to come, then we got to be able to produce that seed, sow that seed, so that seed can come back and bless us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody... is everybody catching it tonight? Glory to God. Because I want everybody to catch it.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a 3-second praise. Come
hallelujah.
On in. Praise the Lord for about 3 seconds online.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Everything in your life is about to change, beloved. Everything is about to change, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Somebody give
question.
God another praise. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How can you get rid of that old buzzard once and for all? Because it seems like he leaves and he comes. He comes and goes.
Well, only God
yes,
be able to get rid of him forever. Amen. I mean, we won't have no real victory from the enemy until Yahshua come. When Yahshua come, then we'll have complete victory. Amen. But until then, amen. I mean, even he left Yahshua for a season. Come on here, somebody. He left him for a season, but he came.
Amen.
But he came back.
He came back.
But we're going to have total victory over him. Once we are raptured up out of here, see, that's why we trying to live this life so we can live again, because we want to be devil free. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be devil free, somebody. Hallelujah. I want to be completely
amen.
Free of the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
I do too. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we thanking God for the rapture, because the rapture is the only way that we can be free of the enemy. When we are completely with God for 1,000 years, come on here, somebody, hallelujah. That's something to think about. We're going to be with him for
hallelujah.
1,000 years. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory
amen.
To God. No death.
Okay.
Amen. No sickness. Amen. No poverty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No hatred.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. No sin. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. No sin.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear nobody.
Hallelujah.
I said
hallelujah.
No sin. Amen. We've been able to love on God all day. And
he's
been able to love on us all day.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, somebody feeling that right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see, the good thing about this life, beloved, is that it got an end to it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People trying to live forever down here, but I ain't worried about down here. I want to live forever up there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He just said it again, son. I ain't worried about living forever down here. I want to live forever up there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now the Holy Spirit, y'all, is going to put the icing on the cake. Is y'all ready for the icing?
Amen.
Yeah. Because cake ain't no good without the icing, glory. Now, we have looked at God's will. Now, how about let's look at our choice? Y'all ain't ready for this here tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on with me to Deuteronomy.
Yes, we do.
Deuteronomy, chapter 30. I can hear your mother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy, chapter 30.
Amen.
Verse 15. Is everybody there?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, see, I have said before thee this day, life and good and death and evil. Come on here, somebody. I have said before thee this day, life and good. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody to say neighbor. Tell somebody to say neighbor.
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 God wants me.
Neighbor. God wants me.
To live the good life.
To live the good
to
life.
Live the good life. Hey, shout out to Bukunda. I don't know if y'all caught that. He said, I've said before thee life and good and death and evil. How many know that God don't want death and evil for us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But death and evil come through what? Disobedience. So when we don't obey God, that's when we open the door for death and evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 16. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God. Come on here, somebody. So what do that mean? If I love the Lord, then that means I'm obeying him. That means that he got my complete attention. He has my complete loyalty. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Commanding this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his way. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you got to walk right to get this. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't playing tonight. You got to walk right to get this. Come on here, somebody. You're not going to get it if you ain't walking right. Hallelujah. If you walking jack-legged, you ain't going to get this. Come on here, somebody. If you trying to serve two masters in the dark, you ain't going to get this. Come on here, somebody. You got to be willing to walk right. Come on here, somebody. To walk in his ways. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply. Tell somebody that God want to multiply you.
God want to multiply you.
He want to multiply you, beloved. He want you to be extended. He don't want you to just be where you at. He want you to have more than what you have. And he wants to enlarge your territory. He wants your territory to be much more bigger than what it is. He's trying to enlarge your territory, neighbor. He wants to enlarge it. Tell everybody, say, Lord, enlarge you.
Enlarge
my territory, Lord. Hallelujah. Stretch me, Lord. Stretch me. Stretch me. Stretch me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that when God stretches, that the stretch is not one that is comfortable? Sometimes the stretch can be a little painful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's worth the stretch when you see what God is doing in your life. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Stretch me, Lord. Stretch me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. So God is saying the blessing going to be on you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know that God ain't going to just give us the land? He said, go in and possess the land. Take it over.
Amen.
God in his hour is saying, I'm looking for those who really want to take the land over. You ain't looking to just live in the land. You want to possess it, because when you possess it, God's going to possess it. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God needs us to possess it so he can possess it? Oh, yeah, speak, Holy Ghost. He said, I need you to possess it so I can possess it. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a shout about Sunday.
Hallelujah.
But tell somebody, say, you got to make the right choices. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
You got to
make the right choice.
Okay, now, we're going to close with verse 19. Go to verse 19 right now.
Dude,
why would you not think? I said it's good at 19 right now, y'all. Now we're going to wrap it up at verse 19. Everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Did everybody catch that?
Hallelujah.
Oh, speak Holy Ghost, speak Holy Ghost, speak Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let me read this again so we can make sure we got the right understanding. Verse 19. He says,
you read Deuteronomy 19 what?
No, Deuteronomy 30 and 19.
Oh, 30 and 19.
Yeah. Stay in chapter 30. We ain't going nowhere. We write it. We write what God wants to be. Verse 19, it says,
amen.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Do you know what that means, y'all?
Amen.
Can y'all still hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you what the Lord is telling me about that. He said, heaven and earth is the witness of my word to you today.
Amen.
So you can't say, Lord, I didn't know. He says, heaven and earth is recording this. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you being recorded. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you being recorded, neighbor. Heaven is recording you and earth is recording you. And they are the witnesses of God that he told you that his will is your choice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So I don't know if y'all caught what the Holy Ghost just said. He said, tell them that heaven and earth is my witnesses. How many know that God ain't never without a witness? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you hear me tonight, but how many know that God ain't never without a witness? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death. Come on here, somebody. How many know that it's our choice? But it's God's will. It's God's will for us to choose life, but we got to choose it. Come on here, somebody. It's in the will. We got to choose it. Speak, God. It's in his will, but we got to make the right choice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
So no matter what we do, we can never blame it on God. God says, it was my will for you to live, but you chose death. Come on here, somebody. I wanted you to choose life, but you didn't choose what I wanted you to choose. So you had to eat what came out of your mouth. Death and life is in the what? Power of the tongue. And they that eat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. And they that speak it shall eat the fruit thereof. Come on here, somebody. So it's not God's fault if you ain't eating the right fruit. God is saying, I put before you my will, what kind of fruit I want you to have. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I told you don't eat of that tree. I told you don't do that. Hallelujah. But you was disobedient. And that's what came about because you didn't choose my will for you. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would talk back to me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hear somebody say it's God's will, but it's our choice. Come on here, somebody.
It's God's will, but it's our choice.
So, beloved, is that the reason why God said that he don't want, that it's not his will that any should perish, but he knows some going to perish because they're not going to choose the will that he wants for their life. Come on here, somebody. So anybody that goes to hell is going to hell because they choose to go to hell, not because God wills for them to go to hell. It's because they made the choice. Oh, God, I know this ain't popular tonight, but I'm telling what the Holy Ghost telling me to tell you. And he also said, make the right choice. Come on here, somebody. He is rooting for us to make the right choice. Come on here, somebody. He wants us to make the right choice. Come on here, somebody. Tell your neighbor, pick the right answer. Amen. Make the right choice, neighbor. Hallelujah. God ain't tricking us. God is saying the answer is easy. Glory to God. You got to make the right choice.
Yes,
somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, I've set before you life and death. So every second, life and death is before us. Beloved, every second, life and death is before us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, blessing and cursing.
Yeah.
So the Bible says that life and death is before us. Blessing and cursing is before us. Hallelujah. And that's what's before us at all times. Obedience, obedience. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing tonight.
Obedience and disobedience.
And so whichever one we choose is the one that is going to determine what we have. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Life and death. Blessings and curses. Which one do you want tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said, which one you want tonight? Glory to God. All you got to do is obey God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love him with all your heart, mind, and soul. And blessing and life can be yours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And look how the Lord ended. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. So you ain't just choosing life for you. You choosing life for your children. Come on here, somebody. I ain't playing with this thing. God is saying,
amen.
If you make
Hallelujah.
The right choice, amen, your children will be saved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Your children will have life. Your children will be blessed. Somebody sitting up a praise offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight, glory to God. I'm finished.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God a praise offering. I'm finished. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody lift up the name
Hallelujah.
Of Yahshua.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, Shata the Boko Yarabaha, Yega, Yera Boko, Taraba, Sada, the Mosia, Taraha. I was telling them. God said, now tell them this. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, God.
The Lord said to tell you that you are now without excuse. He said, now you have no excuse. Because you have seen it in my word, and heaven and earth is my witnesses. I will call that you have heard my word, said the Lord. Obey me, said the Lord, and receive life. Come on here, somebody. He said, obey me and receive blessings, said the Lord. I want to bless you, not curse you, said the Lord. And he said, you are already blessed. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The Lord said, you're already blessed. He said, obey me. I don't know about Sunday. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah tonight, God. Hallelujah. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this while the anointing of God is still flowing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. It's God's will.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But it's our choice. Hallelujah. It's God's will. Glory to God. But it's our choice. It's God's will. Hallelujah. But it's our choice. Praise God. We got to make a decision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's a, like the man of God said, it's an easy decision. Praise God. Why not choose life? Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. Because you know why? Because the devil makes death look so attractive. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
He makes clubbing look so attractive. He makes gang banging look so appealing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm. He makes sin look so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. Remember when she grabbed the priest, she said, this fruit is good for food. Hallelujah, and it's good for now. Praise God, hallelujah. I can learn something if I ate this food. I can learn something if I got that number. I can learn something if I took that ride. I can learn something. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, but guess what she learned? She learned, hallelujah, that she made the wrong decision. I don't know what kind of knowledge, hallelujah, she got out the fruit. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know her eyes was open, and after her eyes was open, praise God, she was open to get put out. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God.
We can't blame God. We can't blame God. Like the man of God said, we have no excuse. We can't blame God. A lot of us say Adam blamed the woman. Praise God. But when I read it, he said, but this woman that you gave me. Praise God, hallelujah. It's your fault, God. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you would have never gave me this one, hallelujah, amen, I would have never, this is all on you. God, you need to take responsibility about what you done did. You got a part in this too, God. Hallelujah, praise God. That's what we tell God, our circumstance. Hallelujah. If I wouldn't have been born this way, Lord, If you would have put me in a different family, hallelujah, amen. If you would have given me a different husband, if you would have gave me a different wife, if you would have gave me a different life, I would have made the right decision. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why he came the way he came. Hallelujah, he came with a mama, hallelujah, amen, whose husband was just about to leave her. Praise God when they found out that she was pregnant with you. Hallelujah. Praise Amen. God. He came and lived a dysfunctional life so you don't have no more excuses. Praise God. If I can live it, you can live it. Glory to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But you don't understand, Lord. My best friend turned their back on me. Hallelujah. My best friend said he didn't know me. To my face. 3 times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another one of my friends turned me into the law. Glory to God. And the rest of them ran away. I don't even know where they was at. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been where you've been. Praise God. I've done what you've done. Glory to God. I walked the walk and I done topped the talk. And I made the right decision. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. Now it's up to us. He said it's on us. Now, you know what he said? Greater works will you do than I have done. You're going to do greater things than I've done. Hallelujah. If you make the right decision. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. I believe another scripture tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What scripture says like this? If you find your life, you're going to lose your life. If you do what you want to do, what I have for you, you will never receive. I already have an idea. I got this planned out if you make the right decision. But if you decide you're going to find your own life, you're going to do what you want to do, you're going to find your own way, hallelujah, you're going to lose everything that I had for you. You're going to lose your destiny. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why he told, this is what he told Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Quit trying to figure this out and just do what I told you to do. Just make the right decision. Just obey the word of God. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. It's God's will, but it's our choice. It's God's will, but it's our decision. Glory to God. He's not just going to give it to you. Watch this, and I'm going to open up the line right after this. It's your will for all of your children, amen, to be blessed, for you to bless them.
Come on,
praise
elder.
Praise God. You want to do stuff for them? You want to take them places? You want to buy
on,
them new
elder.
Clothes?
Come on, man.
You want to
do
a video
game?
Praise God. Hallelujah. But you always got that one child that want to be disobedient. Praise God. Hallelujah. And to that child feel like life is unfair. It's not fair. Hallelujah. Why they get all the new joy? Praise God. Why they get the video game? Why they get the TV? Why they get to have their own home? Why they get to do this, to do that? Because they obedient. Praise
Come on,
God. When I ask Johnny to clean his room, he clean his room. When I ask Tammy to take out the trash, she take out the trash. When I ask you to do something, you stand there and roll your eyes at me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes it gets done on your time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. But everybody, all the other children do stuff on my time. They do stuff when I tell them to do it. Glory to God. They are obedient. That's why they look, that's why it seems like life is unfair to you. Hallelujah. That's why I feel like you the stepchild. Hallelujah. Because you refuse to obey the word of the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God says, I got a whole bunch of children out here in this world that refuse to obey the word of the Lord. It's written right there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
It's written right there, and we do everything we can to avoid, hallelujah, obeying the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everything we can to disobey the word of God, because this is the way I feel about it. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But he said, amen. I put it right there before you. And how many times you going to keep finding your way and fail? Every time you try your way, every time you try to pick your own wife, you end up crying in the closet. Every time you try to pick your own husband, you end up crying in the shower. Every time you try to find a way to discipline your kids the way you want to put them on time out. Praise God. I said if you fail a rod, I don't care what the police say. Hallelujah. The court say. I say if you fail a rod, hallelujah, you're going to spoil the child. You don't want to discipline your child because of what the court say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything we can do to disobey the word of God. Glory to God. But it's our decision. We make those choices.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us look back on relationships. Wow. You would have still been in that relationship, but you made that choice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you don't understand how fine she was. You don't understand how dark and handsome he is. I understand how you complaining about it now. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. All you got is a memory. Glory to God. You, oh, my God. The Lord said you gave up a lifetime of memories for one memory. Glory to God.
Wow.
Because of the decision, the choice that you made.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Praise mm-hmm. God. Hallelujah. Yes. And we got to think before we make these decisions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we old enough to know right from wrong.
Amen.
Praise God. Mm. We ain't no babies Amen. No more. Praise God. We know right. We know the soul, man. Why we keep touching? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. We know what the word of God commands us to do. We hear what the word of God commands us to do. Why are we not doing it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to find my own way. Find your own way, then you're going to lose the way I have for you. Hallelujah. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank God for the word that you put in his belly, Lord. That it is your will. Hallelujah, Lord, but it's our choice. Lord, we ask that you continue to fill him up with the virtue that he has poured out on your people on tonight. Continue to lead him and guide him. Continue to shape him and mold him, Lord. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any, we want to open up the line. Do we have any comments, any questions? Praise God. Hallelujah. Any words of encouragement for the man of God on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
I got a word of encouragement for Apostle Jackie. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen, Sister Jackie.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. Bishop, I just want to thank you. Just all that you go through, you still is always faithful and always on time, Bishop. I just thank God for you and that word today, because that word, it really encouraged me today. Tonight, it really encouraged me. It really blessed me. And I just thank God for you, and I just ask you to be encouraged and keep on doing what God wants you to do, no matter what nobody says. I know you're a man of God, and I know you speak straight from the throne. I know God speaks to you, because you spoke was nothing but confirmation for me. But God told me if I be obedient, there ain't nothing I can ask for. He won't give it to me. And I know I have put him to the test, and I've been blessed ever since I've been on your ministry. And I'm with you till the wheels fall off. I don't care if nobody don't hang in there with you. I'm going to be with you. We're going to go into heaven together.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we're going to rejoice together.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And I thank God for you. You be blessed, man of God. You be blessed. And you keep your head looking to the hills so your help come from God. And you just be encouraged because you're doing the right thing. And you're preaching the right word.
Thank you, Lord.
And you're teaching us the right
thing. Hallelujah.
I thank God for that. I thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
So you just be blessed, Bishop, and I thank God for you and Brother Andre. And Brother Andre, I thank God for you too. You be blessed too, man of God.
Amen.
You have truly
bless
been a blessing
to
me. You have truly been a blessing, because I, when we wasn't on the prayer line, you were still on YouTube. And that, I mean, all of it was back on May 11th, but it blessed my soul. It's like I was, we was having a revival all over again when I watched it. But I thank God for both of y'all. Y'all both be blessed, and I love both of you guys. Be blessed, you and your family. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Paul.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, man, we thank God on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for Evangelist Jackie on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like Evangelist said, regardless of what's going on, he's bringing the word. Hallelujah. Regardless of what's going on, we hear the word of God. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all these other things. Praise God. As long as you seeking me, you ain't got to worry about nothing else. I'm going to provide everything else simply because you seeking me and my righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of Apostle, I'm going to release this into you, Apostle. Praise God. The Lord says, but all this is happening because of your obedience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not stopping. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of your obedience. Because obedience, hallelujah, is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's like you didn't want a priest that we don't even know about, the Lord said. Hallelujah. He said, elder don't know about it. Sister Jackie don't know about it. Your wife don't know about it. It's nice you was like, I ain't doing this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And came on screen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, gate running. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And because of your obedience, but regardless of how you felt, glory to God. The Lord said you pushed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's better than the sacrifice. Glory to God. He said a lot of stuff wouldn't have been happening right now if you wouldn't have been obedient. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Right. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for your obedience on tonight. Glory to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That you made the right choice, the choice to call in and preach the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. He is because I am. Praise God. Amen. And hallelujah. It's his will. Hallelujah. But it's our choice. It's our decision.
Woo.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, you got to be real just rebellious to have the answers to the test and fail. Praise God. That ain't got nothing to do with intelligence. Glory to God.
On,
hallelujah. Because but the answer is right there. Glory to God. So there's nothing to do with intelligence. This has got to be. You just stubborn. You just hard. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Glory to God, regardless. Hallelujah. I'm going to try it out my way and see if this works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But thank God. Hallelujah. Even when we fail. You know what he told Jeremiah? He told Jeremiah, when you do it wrong, and then you begin to do good, I will reverse the curse and begin to bless you. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. See, that's good news for those of us that's doing wrong. Glory to God. He said all you got to do is stop doing wrong hallelujah, and begin to do right, hallelujah, and I will reverse the curse and open up the windows of heaven. Glory to God. But he says you're doing right, and then you begin to do wrong. Hallelujah. I will reverse the blessing. Hallelujah. And begin to curse you. Glory to God. So it's all about what we do. The quicker we get it right, the quicker he reverses the curse. Hallelujah. Praise God. The quicker you get it, the kids get it right, the quicker you going to buy a new PlayStation 4. You just waiting on them to get it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then they can get the new J's, the new forces that just came out. Soon as they get it right, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They waiting on you. Hallelujah. But you waiting on them. Guess what? God say the same thing. He say, put yourself in my shoes, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm you and you your children. Glory to God. You waiting on me, glory to God, but I'm waiting on you. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. So we just thank God on tonight for the word. Hallelujah.
Say
it, man of God. Glory to God.
He said that scripture, train up a child in the way that they should go, but not depart from it. Train up a child in the way that they should go. Now listen to what he's done with my spirit, y'all. He said, it's our will, but they have to make the choice to line up with our will. Come on here, somebody. And all we do is plant the seed to let them know this is the answer. When you get to this problem, this is the answer. But it's up to you to choose a choice. Come on, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what to do, but it's up to you to do it. I can't do it for you, but you got to make the right choice. Oh, I feel God in this thing. Hallelujah. We think it's our fault. God said, no, it ain't your fault. You gave them the right answer. They didn't make the right choice. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
How many of you have ever given your child the right answer? And say, son, daughter,
this is the answer.
This is the right answer right here. And they looked at you, giving them the right answer. And they still go out and choose the wrong answer. You want to know, what did I do wrong? Why didn't I told them what to do. But God said it was up to them to make the right choice to line up with the will that you had in store for them. They didn't get the blessing because they didn't make the decision that you put out there for them. Oh, I wish somebody blessed the Lord right there. Hallelujah. Because God has said to us tonight, stop beating ourselves up. God said, you can't make them. Because notice the text says, in the way that they should go. In other words, this is the way that you should go. Should. But that don't mean they're going to go that way. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because they still got to make the choice so that the will can be fulfilled. God help me tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
So God is saying tonight to us, we make the right choice, and the will is going to be done. Come on here, somebody. We're going to see the glory. We're going to see the glory. Oh, I don't know if
that's
the glory tonight. I said, we're going to see the glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And God is saying, because of the decisions you are making, it's going to cause my glory to move for you in a way that's going to be supernatural. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all hear what the Lord is saying. He said, I'm setting you up. I'm setting you up through your obedience. I'm setting you up. And whatever the devil plan is, it's going to be reversed. Oh, God, you're the prophet of God tonight. If you don't hear me any other night, God says it's going to be reversed. Why? Because you made the right decision that released my will in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's for everybody online tonight. If you're online tonight and you obey God, God is saying you're getting ready to see the glory come. and open doors for you.
Yes.
That you are not able to open for yourself. Come on and give God a shout for that by Sunday.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And I hear that scripture again, Elder, what he gave you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God said, this is not the hour I want you to sacrifice. This is the hour I want you to obey me and get the blessing that I have for you. He said, sacrifice is not my will. Sacrifice is a second chance at obedience. Come on here, somebody. Sacrifice means God going to give me another chance, but it's going to hurt this time. Sacrifice means I'm going to have to give something that's going to cause pain because I didn't obey him the first time. Come on here, somebody. God gave Cain a way out, but he didn't take it. Amen. He said, if you be like your brother, then I'll accept your offering too. Amen. In other words, if you give me your best, amen, like your brother is giving me your best, then I'll take it. But Cain did not obey God. He took the other route. And the other route was, if I can't be like you, then I'm going to kill you. Amen. And so that's what caused Cain to become cursed. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He chose the wrong end. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Say your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm not going to be like Cain. Amen. Hallelujah. Cain was full of hell. Amen. I'm not going to be like Cain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give you God a praise.
Why are you eating that?
Eating what?
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we thank God tonight.
Glory to God.
Back in your hands, Elder. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the dynamic word. We want to remind everybody, if you haven't sown your seed, get your seed in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be back on tomorrow night. Amen. Praise God. So we invite everybody to come back on tomorrow night at 5 o'clock Pacific time. Amen. 7 o'clock Central time and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard time. You can call in. Amen. Receive a word. Testify. Get prayer. Amen. We invite you to call in if you're out there on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God and praise God for each and every last one of you. Amen. On tonight. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time. He's going to go ahead and give his final announcement and the benediction on tonight. Bless the Lord.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and dismiss it. There's no more comments or questions or anything. Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We give you honor and glory tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us clarity, Lord. Amen. Lord, help us to make the right decision, God, whatever decisions we need to make, Lord, in order for your anointing to flow, in order for your will to be done, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise tonight, Father. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to lead and guide us, Lord, in the straight and narrow way, Lord. We give you praise and glory and honor and adoration, Father. Hallelujah. What I say unto one,
I
say unto all.
I said to all.
Watch.
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 And pray.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
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 I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
And there's nothing you can do about that.
And nothing you can do about that.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah. Come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I pray that you be blessed by the words you heard tonight. Amen. And obey God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And whatever seed he has commanded you to sow, sow it so you can see the glory of your God, the will of God being done in your life. Come on here, somebody. It's time to prosper. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's time for me to prosper.
Neighbor, it's time for me to prosper.
Now say to your other neighbor, say, neighbor, it's time for you to prosper.
Neighbor, it's time for
you to
prosper. Hallelujah.
So make the right decision, neighbor.
Amen.
Amen. I love y'all. Amen. Love, peace, and blessings to everyone.
Love you too. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
See you tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah.
We love you too, Bishop.
Amen. Love you too. Yeah. Son and daughter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain? Yeah.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.